Good evening, Houston. I am Stacy, and I'm here with Scooter tonight. It's tax day, and I hope you all got your taxes in on time.
It's tonight at midnight, right?
Tonight at midnight.
Tonight at midnight. You still got some times, folks.
That's right. Get those tax forms in so that the government can continue to spend it all on war. So we have a guest tonight. Glenn had to cancel at the last minute, but we pulled a rabbit out of our butts, and we have a fabulous show for you. So, Scooter, why don't you tell them who we have as our guest? Okay. It's a friend of yours, right?
Yeah. Well, since Glenn wasn't able to come in this evening, we thought we'd do something different, and we're going to have a special guest to speak for the far right. As I said, he's a friend of mine. He's from the far right, and he's taken a time away from his busy tax protesting this evening. We'll find out how the rebellion is faring so far. And maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be successful and we won't have a government tomorrow. And we'll just be watering the dirt with trees from the blood of liberty or something. Troy Conrad is the founder and charismatic leader of Angry Town Hall Foundation, centered in Los Angeles, California.
Angry Town Hall Foundation, centered in where?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, in L.A. Okay.
Yes. Now, I knew Troy from school. We used to be in an Ayn Rand discussion group. You know, when we were in school, we were objectionists. Yeah, of course, this is many years ago, and we've become very politically different, but we're still friends. You know, the Angry Town Hall was founded in the early part of this century. Angry Town Hall began as a protest against rampant socialism in the public sector, with a special focus on fire departments, which are portrayed as corrupt, bloated, top-heavy municipal boondoggles, where only pennies on the dollars actually reach the fires. Since then, the movement has taken on a life of its own. And the areas of interest have expanded to oppose public socialism, Obamaism, big government with chapters springing up nationwide. Troy has been interviewed on CNN, BBC, dozens of local networks, and is a frequent commentator on Fox News. So in the spirit of equal time, the Other Side, Inner Side Radio brings you Troy Conrad via the privatized telephone system. Troy, are you with us?
Hi, great to be with you.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Did you guys pay your taxes today?
We're both too poor to pay taxes.
Yes.
You don't know it, but you're in lots of subtle ways. You're still paying taxes. You're still paying for our socialist fire departments, and we're at a very scary time. We've lost America at this point.
We've lost it. We can't get up. So, how are the protests going there in Los Angeles?
You know, I'm not. I haven't quite counted all the heads, but I'd say that our protests have been somewhere between the hundreds and the hundred thousands. We've been protesting our socialized fire departments. There's all kinds of subtle ways that we're paying increased taxes under Obama Fire Care.
Explain that.
Well, okay, like if you drive a car, you're paying gasoline taxes. There's all kinds of ways that Obama's funneling that money through the system to pay for socialist organizations like the fire departments, not even because it helps them, but because they're a socialist organization. He only favors organizations that are socialist. So he's pumping money into the fire departments. You know where it's going?
Bureaucrats.
Dalmatians.
Dalmatians?
Used to be something pretty in this country. You'd see a fire truck responding and maybe a Dalmatian there. And now we have this rampant number. Go by a fire department now. You'll see 20, 30 Dalmatians in there.
101 Dalmatians.
Well, it's not long. If he gets a second term, we will have that many.
Okay, so what else has the Angry Town Hall been up to lately? I see that the organization is growing, and your interests are spreading out.
We're certainly very interested in making sure that Blackwater takes over our local police departments because they can do it cheaper. They can just charge per crime incident. Doing that would create a tremendous amount of jobs in the private sector. We're taking on socialized education as well, because that's one of the most important issues we're facing. Our education system is broken, and we want a pay-to-play system in the schools.
Well, you know, if you came down to Texas, I could introduce you to some very like-minded people and as far as education.
Yeah, well, that's probably why Texas is one of the most educated states in the United States.
Texans are the most educated people in Texas. So have you been able to keep up with the expansion of the organization and as a charismatic leader, keep control of it? Obviously, you don't want schisms.
We've certainly had our issues. We've certainly been ridiculed a lot for the spelling on our signs at some of the rallies. We've tried our best to fix that. We've just actually hired on someone to proofread all the signs before we bring them out there. And I think today was a much better day for us. So what I wanted to, talk about, you know, there's a lot of issues going on and a lot of socialism. We were very upset today with some of our Tea Party protesters who were protesting in public parks. That is a big deal for us. We don't want to support any type of publicly funded entity. We tried to tell everybody, only go to private parks and make sure you get the proper permissions.
Have you been able to find some?
We have not, actually. We've been kind of relegated to certain sidewalks, and then we were kicked off a sidewalk because we didn't submit the proper forms in time. But we were still able to do our protest when we got home through the internet. And we've had a tremendous amount of success and people joining over at angrytownhall.com to get rid of our socialized fire departments.
I'm not really with you on this, but I can, you know, I could see where you're coming from. All makes perfect sense to you. Obviously, we need to put fires out. So, I mean, how would the private sector be able to pick up the slack for, as far as putting fires?
Well, certainly, there are a lot of Halliburton private contract troops who are not stationed in the Middle East right now, and they could certainly pick up that slack and take over. And I think that they could do it much cheaper. And some of the quotes I've heard are, you know, between $750 and $1,000 an hour. You know, most houses can be put out in less than an hour. So you're really looking at quite a good deal, and you're creating jobs for really fantastic companies like KBR and Halliburton. You know, they need something to do if this occupation ever ends, and we got to make sure that they come home to good jobs. You got to support our contract. Am I wrong? I mean, is this not making perfect sense? I mean, we have to stop all forms of socialism. That includes socialized fire care, socialized police care, socialized library care, and socialized roads are some of the biggest, that's what sucks up a lot of our tax money right there.
Well, let's say you have fire care, but your neighbor's house is on fire, which threatens your house. How is that going to work?
I've heard this argument before, but what most people don't anticipate is that when you have private fire care, you can have a once-a-month scheduled coating. You know, like when they undercoat your car for salt in the winter? This is a special fire coat on the side of, you just say, well, the neighbor on the south side is a little more careless, and they'll come out and spray one side of your home to make sure that it's fireproof.
That sounds expensive.
It's really not that bad when you look at it. And what it's doing is it's saving taxpayers money. So maybe you do pay a little more here and there, but you're certainly not participating in socialism, and isn't that the problem?
So are you investing into fireproof coatings for houses?
Creates a lot of jobs, I can say that. And certainly this coating could be made safe from plant-based materials.
And depleted uranium.
And, well, depleted uranium is actually incredibly effective for very quick fire extinguishing. And what we've seen is the possibility of putting out fires from space using NASA technology and lasers combined with a uranium vapor. And it will actually completely extinguish the fire.
Cold lasers. Cold laser technology?
That's ludicrous.
Cold laser. It's uranium-based cold laser technology. And it's a huge part of, I doubt that Obama's new space plan, you know, he'll take you to Mars, but he won't put out your home with the newest technology.
No,
you
know, he doesn't want to take us to Mars either.
Well, it appears that we're going, and I'm a little worried that one of the first things you're going to see on Mars is, a big giant red fire truck driven by some weird aliens that we now have to let onto our new planet. And I don't like the entire, I don't like the looks of it.
So you're against immigration from other planets?
I am against, when we colonize Mars, and I know this is a ways away, but I think that it's very important that we keep it purely American.
Purely American Mars. So what else is on your agenda? It's a long one.
Well, yeah, we have quite a few things. You know, we're just trying to urge Americans to do a number of things. You know, first of all, tort reform. Most fires could actually be prevented through tort reform, and I don't have time to get into that, but I just ask Americans to trust us at angrytownhall.com, because that's how we do things. We just state the idea that you need, and then we expect everyone to take that and just know that we're against socialism. So pretty much we're easy to trust.
What's so bad about socialism?
Socialism is unacceptable in every form, and that's exactly what Hitler wanted, what Mussolini wanted, and even some other bad people. So that's what we do, and we try to make sure that there's no socialism, that everyone pays. Our motto is pay to spray. If you've got a fire, you raise the money somehow, you put it out. There's a lot of things going on that are very scary. I don't know if you guys know this, but Obama recently put out a secret signing statement to stockpile and hoard the nation's bendable straws, you know, those straws that are a lot more comfortable to drink. The kids like them.
Please.
No, this is actually true.
No, and so, it's not.
So now, now the government is stockpiling these. Notice that they're really hard to get. When was the last time you just saw them in the store? Not in the last week.
I saw a picture on Red State Update of them. Yeah.
What? Why would he do that?
Because anything that is capable of transmitting water that could put out a small flame or something like that, he wants to make sure that the government controls that. You know, if you control the water, you control the population. I believe that was Socrates. You know, I believe it was Sinclair Lewis who said, when fascism comes to America, it will be draped in asbestos and carrying a fire hose. And he was trying to warn us. He tried to warn us, and yet what happened? We wouldn't listen. And now we have an embedded socialist system of firefighters. And, you know, we have great firefighters in the United States, but I wonder if, you know, if they're being influenced towards communism. And if maybe there's some firefighters out there who want to call in, and I'd love if they would be honest and say, yeah, since Obama took over fire care, they've become a little bit more leaning, you know, towards Lenin's ideas.
Let's not make any mistake about it. The firefighters are our heroes.
And they should be paid, you know, probably, you know, most firefighters are not making enough money under Obama fire care. Because there is a demand when your house is on fire, you'll pay quite a bit. And we've even talked with Priceline about doing a bidding system. And if there's a number of houses that are on fire in a neighborhood, you know, that's where the big money is, because then there's a bidding war.
No.
That's how the market works. No, if you're going to go against the market, then you need to move to France. I'm just saying.
Troy, I'm an anarcho-syndicalist, Christian socialist libertarian. I do have some problems with the teabaggers, and I'm not saying that, you know, we should have death panels, but you look at these people, these protests. I mean, they hit 65. As soon as they started getting Medicare and Social Security, they decided, screw this, I'm not going to walk anymore, and they get a little hover round, which I have to pay for out of my taxes, and they sit around and drink beer all day and watch Glenn Beck. And just get really fat, and then roll themselves out into these public parks, which I'm paying for, to hold up misspelled signs and then spit on people. It's just, I have to work. Anytime you see a protest with these people, it's always on a weekday. What does that tell you? They're a bunch of bums.
Well,
they don't work.
Thing. You know, I think that the end justifies the means, and I think yes, we may be getting a lot of a lot of checks through either Social Security or unemployment, or other things, but if we ask people that if they are taking money from the government to use all of that money, 100% of those proceeds, towards anti-government protests.
All right, this is enough. You guys are living off the government teat.
But we're using the money from the government to get rid of the government.
And using that to get rid of who's going to take care of you if the government's not there? I mean, this is complete absurdity. This is completely ridiculous.
It's not absurd.
It's absurd.
Xbox, but nothing else. I use all the money. That's what we do. We're using the money that we get from the government to fund
who would be paying more money coming from the government. Who would be paying you if it wasn't for the government? Who's going to pay you? Your Aunt Sally?
Well, that's a good question, but I think that's to be answered later once we get rid of socialism, because that's the real problem. I know this, that if I end up, you know, naked and homeless on the street someday, as long as there's no socialism, I'm happy. And yet, everywhere I go, you see these socialist government red trucks driving around. They're bigger than my Hummer, these giant trucks. And it's almost like Obama's made the trucks a little bigger this year just to spite me.
We are on the air with Troy Conrad, founder and charismatic leader of the Angry Town Hall Foundation. And are you ready to take some phone calls? Would you like to speak with us?
Sure.
They're lined up.
People can read more about us at angrytownhall.com. We're Angry Town Hall on Twitter. And we're 1 million strong against our socialist fire departments on Facebook.
That's angrytownhall.com, all one word.
Angrytownhall.com has a link to our Facebook page and our Twitter page. And we have over 20,000 Americans who are fed up with these government red trucks who really just dominated America. And you see them everywhere. And you have, you know, they've recently asked people to leave their unwanted babies at fire stations, right? You know about this?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and what happens to the babies? They're raised as government slaves who work for the fire departments. And that's why you never hear about those babies, because they're out there on the front lines, and they're the first ones to go. So this is what we want to stop. This is a Marxist idea to raise babies left at fire stations as firefighting slaves who aren't even getting paid a normal wage. Once we privatize, everything will be fine.
All right, Troy.
I heard from Michelle Bachmann that they're actually rendering those babies down into that fireproof coating. But I'm not sure if that's right.
That would not surprise me at all. And if anybody knows, it would be Michelle Bachmann.
Please.
She is an incredible genius.
Please.
And she should get a Nobel Prize.
All right, Troy. But what I want to know is how you celebrated Tax Day today. Well, how do you want your followers to celebrate Tax Day?
Well, you know, we did protest for a while. We wanted to make sure we were not on a socialized public park, so we were on a sidewalk until we were kicked off because we didn't have the proper form submitted to the company. But then what I
Who
did
built
is
the
I
sidewalk?
Decided, what's that?
Who built the sidewalk?
Well, it turns out that the city had run out of money, and they turned it over to a private company, and they were kind of jerks about it. But what I did after that is I went home and I wanted to make sure that I had the proper education to really make sure that we never again have socialism. So I sat down at the library and I read some books to make sure that never again will we have socialized police.
This is why you were protesting the library? You went in the library and read some books?
Well, I tried to encourage people not to use it after I left so that we wouldn't have participation in the library system.
Jesus.
Because that's just another form of indoctrination.
This is Obama
library care is also becoming incredibly rampant in our education system. And, you know, I think only Texas has figured it out that we need private
Alaska
companies to rewrite these textbooks and get the real information out there that we've decided.
Troy, you're disgusting. All right.
I'm just speaking the truth as I know it from the books in the library.
Okay, line two, I can hear you speaking. Line two, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't question for him. It's just hilarious. I just want to say I think he should have no socialized war either. No more socialism and war.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Troy? What do you think about socialized war?
I can't thank this caller enough. We need to turn all of our military over to Blackwater XE immediately. That's what we've been asking Obama to do, and we've not done that. We do have a majority of our troops there are private contractors, but you know we won't rest until all of them are, and then we bring our troops home. And then they can fight wars for profit. We pay nothing there.
Who's going to pay for Blackwater? Who's going to pay Blackwater's tab?
Blackwater gets to keep whatever it can loot out of every country that it goes to, and that's exactly how wars should be run. And that's how they were ran a couple thousand years ago, when wars ran a lot smoother.
Actually, it was a couple hundred years ago, I think. But
even then, sure. We're talking about privatizing our military. You know, let them keep. This war would have been much, much better run if we just would have let them go in and keep the oil that they found in each country. And we'd probably be occupying a lot more land in the Middle East if Obama would lift those restrictions on looting. But because of this socialized, Obama wants to make everything so fair that he's not even letting private companies like Blackwater go in and keep what they want, including any of the nation's resources. Oil, water, precious metals, women, all the things that people really end up fighting for anyway.
I could definitely see where that's less of a socialized option. Let's take another phone call. Line three. Hi, that's you. You're on the air. Line three.
Me?
Say something. Yep, that's you.
I just want to wonder exactly how I can send him all my fecal material. Isn't the sewer system socialized?
Yeah, send it to the socialized sewer system, sir.
I've been really enjoying this joke. Have a great one.
There's really no joke going on here.
It's not funny.
Yeah, it's not
because
funny.
It always ends with a mass grave.
Yeah, well, I'll send you my fecal material. You'll love it.
Yeah, but, no more socialized sewers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about that, Troy? Socialized fecal matter.
Well, you know, the guy brings up a very good problem.
He
does. He may be laughing, but I'll tell you what. Our sewers are socialized. If we would make every toilet a pay toilet, we would be a step closer to making this the Ayn Rand utopia that really our founding fathers dreamed of.
All right. I can deal with that.
I believe in Libertopia, and it's time to get rid of our socialized sewers. And, you know, that guy can make all the jokes he wants, but when it comes down to it, he's going to be the person crying when the government comes and takes his toilet away because he didn't pay his sewer taxes.
Because he didn't pay his sewer taxes. It makes perfect sense. I guess.
I'm sure you've seen the toilet graveyard for people who filed their taxes late out in, I believe it was Plano, Texas. And Obama sent in a whole bunch of troops, volunteer army?
Hey, you know what kind of socialists they have in Plano, Texas?
What kind?
Plano socialists.
Well, all I know is
we got line five on the air. Line five, you got a question?
Okay. I just want to know what rock this guy crawled out from under and why y'all give him so much airtime. I mean, I hear people like him and the things he has to say. I think it's time for us to change this thing about free speech and everybody has the right to their opinion. To allow this kind of nonsense to be, and this is typical of what these people are doing. They just grab something out of the sky and go to town with it, and they get all kind of coverage. And the bad thing is, there isn't very many people that's coming out with anything that makes any sense, period, from either side. You know, and I just want to say that, and I don't want to listen to any more of this, because this is garbage, to allow this guy to rant that kind of nonsense, and for people to just think that there's more than 10 people who listen to that and believe him.
We're just trying to show you that we're not like Fox News, that we will put people on with opposing points of view.
I don't know. Fox News got enough people like him to talk to that crowd, and you got people, you know, you're giving him airtime, and I just don't appreciate it.
Caller number five, we appreciate your
type of format that Pacific has always had. You get these nitwits talking total nonsense, just grab stuff out of the sky and allow them to people to call in. I mean, it's not a comedy.
You know,
you got serious circumstances. Nobody's doing anything serious about it.
You know what? It does sound like total nonsense. You're right. It sounds like total nonsense to me.
First of all, you know, bringing up the topic, and I thank you, sir, bringing up the topic of garbage, that's another socialized thing that we have.
I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I'm going to hang up and turn off the radio now because I had enough of what you got to say, sir. You are totally insane as far as I'm concerned, and you don't have a right to an opinion.
Because of your role, I'm just trying to protect you.
All right.
So what about socialized insane asylums?
Yeah, that's another thing we pay for is we socialize our insane asylums, our mental health facilities. And, you know, and look at this. Everybody knows that our insane asylums are not working, and yet we continue to fund them again and again and again. And when's it going to stop? If the government would just defund and let a private company go door-to-door and decide who's crazy, we could turn an incredible profit and create jobs for everybody in the neighborhood.
All right. Okay. Bill, you're on the air. What's going down?
Well, for one thing, I have to say I am well entertained, and I was tired of being sad, and it was very cheery thing, but It is concerning that there are people, actually, I believe this gentleman, if everything that you've said in the past is true, that he's sincere and he believes what he believes in. And I think that, you know, it's not anything threatening, but, you know, how they say, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. So I think that it's good to know other people's opinions and stuff. And I just don't have any comment. I don't know, you know, if looting and plundering and pillaging will come back into fashion. I doubt it very seriously. But thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, Bill. All right, didn't quite understand that one. Let's try Dan.
Let me ask
Dan,
you what you think about the VA system then, the VA medical hospitals, the VA hospital system.
We could absolutely have a really great, you know, Blackwater and Halliburton have their own in-house medical facilities.
They do?
And if we could turn the VA over to them and charge each veteran, then we would be getting rid of socialism.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The VA system, which of course is fully socialized medicine, both on the financing and on the delivery side, has and this is in peer reviewed scientific journals, has better outcomes than any for profit private hospital system in the United States.
Well, sir, I hate to say it, but you're buying into that snake oil science stuff. And that's one of the biggest problems with America and our socialized education system, is they've been pushing that science is real when we need to look closer at some of the foundations in, for instance, the Bible and Ayn Rand to find out the real truth of how the medical system should be run.
You mean that supernatural magic stuff, you mean?
Any time that there's science that disagrees with one of our positions that we've set out in our on angrytownhall.com, on our manifesto, we believe that if that's contradicted, that it's obviously snake oil science, and that's worked out to be true 100% of the time, according to our research.
Troy, I have to say, you've really convinced me, and really, I think you're absolutely right about this socialized fire care. I really thank you for enlightening me.
All right, Dan, you're
enlightening me. Yes.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and I wish more people would wake up to the dangers of socialized fire departments.
You've been listening to Interview with a Teabagger, Part 1, recorded live on Pacifica Radio, KPFT, with Stacey Davis, Troy Conrad, and yours truly. We'll be back next week with Part 2, where more KPFT callers weigh in. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.